only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
We are ticking up towards the 6 o'clock hour, but before we get there, we're going to talk with our regular contributor, Brooke Benscooter, a very valuable member of the staff around here who has helped us numerous times through her business called The Consultancy and from time to time walks in with other valuable pieces of information. Good to have you here, Brooke.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I need to remind people that, in case some new kids are listening, you were with the local TV station for some time, weren't you?
I was. I was at WHO. Back in the Mike Keen and Kate Sullivan days, and Jim Zobel and Jeff Beimfor, and Floppy was actually still around then too. So
yeah, people still remember that. Yes. I was just talking to a gentleman the other day who goes, "Oh wow, Brooke Benscooter, I remember her." So there, yeah, see.
Well, I'm either famous or infamous. One of the two.
Yeah, you and me both. I get it. So. This is the time of the year that lots of people are starting to make plans and set goals. And, you know, they have all of these ideas that they're going to move forward with a new day and a new life. And they buy calendars and they start setting out all of these things, right?
Right.
How's that work?
Not too well, generally. one of the things that happens quite frequently is that people set goals for work and they set goals for home, maybe, but they really don't look at all facets of their lives. And you really should have a goal for all 8 facets of your life.
What?
Back up here.
8 facets of your life?
So business and work.
Okay.
Financial.
Yeah.
Social, romantic.
Ooh.
Fun. Vacation, recreation kind of thing.
Can we put the romantic in with the vacation?
Well, yes, you can.
I guess you could.
I can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Exactly.
Spiritual and personal development. Family, friends, and community.
So be out there. Be doing something. Yeah.
Health and well-being. And then environment. And what we mean by environment is picking the environment you're willing to be in. And quite frequently, I hear from people, oh, man, I go to work and it's just awful and, oh, this and that. Well, you pick that environment. So you have to be thinking, are you going to change the environment? Are you going to create a different kind of environment where you are? Or are you going to just put up with it? Right. So those are the 8 areas. And really, you should be balancing what you want out of those 8. But out of the 8, you really should only pick 3.
Okay.
For a year.
All right. So that starts to make this more simple for me because I'm going, I have to remember 8 things?
Nope. You don't have to remember 8 things, but you need to at least address them.
All right.
Because quite frequently, people set goals for work.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it.
And they don't think about, okay, we're having a baby this year. I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks or 3 months. Or people try to compartmentalize.
Mm.
And really what I tell people is it's like a gear, like gears. If all the gears aren't working in harmony, something stops.
Mm. So all right, before we get into picking 3, let's run through those 8 again just so that we have top of mind awareness.
Okay, so business, work, and career.
Got it.
Financial. This is a big one. People...
Yeah, where are you going to go? Huh?
Well, and what are your goals for finances this year? Some people live paycheck to paycheck. This is the year to figure out how financial can help you do some of these other ones, like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Romance and social, fun, recreation and vacation, spiritual and personal development, family, friends, and community. Health and well-being, and environment.
You know, this is stunning that you should be talking about these things because just, was it yesterday? I think it was. We had Sister Simone Campbell on. Sister Simone is with Nuns on the Bus.
Yep.
And we were talking about what she says are 4 virtues of life that will keep you invigorated and moving forward. And she touched on very much the same thing. And she comes at it from not only a spiritual aspect, but also a very proud social aspect. You know,
right.
Makes sense.
And really, you need to look at all the areas of your life and the people who help you get there. So if you have a spouse or a significant other or a boss, I mean, if you put all your time into work and you let your health suffer, nobody on their deathbed said, "I wished I'd gone to work more."
That's true.
So finding a balance that's right for you, and there is no one way to do it.
So I think that's very important for people to understand. There is no right way to do it. It's just that you ought to do it, or at least think about it, right?
Right, right.
All right, so if I were going to pick, if I were going to pick business, I got to pick business because,
right,
you know,
exactly.
that's
for two reasons.
For two very good reasons. And then, you know, relationships. I need to work on my relationship with my bride a little bit. I think that's kind of important to do.
That's a good one.
And, yeah, really. And, you know, start to take that time. I mean, we just had dinner together the other night. It's the first time we had a date night in, like a long time.
Yeah, don't wait.
So we got to do those kinds of things. And you know, the other thing I think that I gravitate towards is the social responsibility area. You know, doing,
exactly.
Becoming involved.
Exactly.
All right.
And so you've picked those three.
Yeah.
Now, what I hear most frequently from people I work with on these issues is, I don't have time to do all this.
What?
Yep. It's like, wow, this is a lot. So one of the things I talk about is, how do you spend the time you have now? You have 168 hours a week. What are you doing with them? And I actually have an Excel spreadsheet where you can plug in the hours you're spending, and I'd be happy to provide that to you, on everything from sleeping and TV to, you know, showering and getting ready for work to actually commuting to picking up the kids, making dinner. And what people find is once they really start to put things down, they start to see, wow, I spend a lot of time on Facebook. I spend a lot of time on watching television. I spend a lot of time talking on the phone. And what they begin to understand is they're making a choice by doing that. A year ago, said, I don't have enough time to work out. And I thought, okay, that's kind of weird. Well, then I decided I would give up TV, except for news. I gained 10 hours a week.
Isn't that amazing?
And I only work out 5 hours a week. So not only did I work out, I also got this extra 5 hours to do what I wanted to.
You know, there's an old saying that says, what gets watched gets done. And because in my business, and it's interesting, because I charge by the hour. That's how we bill, is we do an hourly rate, and depending on what it is we're doing, the rate fluctuates for all kinds of different reasons. So I'm very attuned at making sure my clicker is going when I'm working. But when you do that, you can also see how much time you do tend to
fritter
away.
Yes.
You know, and I will grant you, you know, social media sometimes, unless you are doing it for a specific purpose,
yes,
and that you have a real goal in mind, that can be a time suck.
It's amazing to me, and the number of people that I work with that say, just by compartmentalizing my social media and saying I'm only going to do this from 9:30 to 10, they're like, all of a sudden they have all this time.
Yeah.
So how do we get started with this? One of the things we're alluding to here is really what I call simplification.
Okay.
The world is very complex. I mean, every day, more information, more things to do. We're constantly feeling pressured. So how do you relieve that pressure so you can spend time on the things that are those three goals that you have for the year? So, Michael Libby, I might say to you, what keeps you from taking your bride out to dinner at least once a week?
A work.
Okay. So is there something that you can do that would allow you to free up more time out of your workday.
Yes.
And one of the things that this is, I find this so interesting. There's a book called Future Think. Lisa Bodell wrote it, and she's wonderful. She's got YouTube videos talking about simplification. But one of the things we often don't realize is sometimes we contribute to our own complexity. And so things like having emails that have you copy everybody.
Oh, boy.
Your decisions are always a group effort. You consistently add more work or more projects when it's almost like a feast or famine. And I'm sure you and I have this issue because you never know when the next client will come along. Finding ways to not do things like signing off on all the expenses or all the bills, or it's a matter of giving up some control sometimes. Making sure that meetings are concise. And I'm talking even family meetings. I mean, not just the meetings you have at work, but I love this line. Yesterday, I was in three meetings. And someone said to me, we just finished three meetings that could have been emails.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we meeting?
Why are we even sitting here? Yeah.
Right. So some companies that really focus on goal setting, especially, and you can do this no matter what size company you are, you have to take your own responsibility for how you implement. What are you going to do that helps you get to your goal? If your goal is to make sure you're out the door at 5 o'clock every day so you can be sitting at the dinner table with your family at 6, then you have to take responsibility for how you get there. Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did was at 4:30, I block out a half hour because inevitably something will happen at 4 o'clock that creeps well past 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't creep past 5 because I planned for it.
Got it.
So those kinds of things.
Except you're here right now.
Yeah. Well, I did. But I'm here because I want to
be. Okay. All right. All right.
Some other things that people do, especially in businesses, you know, kill stupid meetings. Stop doing them. There's no, you know, just to have a meeting is
silly.
Yeah. Establish what I call a cut the crap committee and have people who are on your team look at what you are doing and come back to you and say, wow.
What are we doing?
Why are we doing these five things? And sometimes they might come up with ideas for what you could do that would get you further. So you're asking for innovation from your own team. Set shorter calendar time defaults in Outlook. So instead of meetings being 30 in an hour.
7 for 15 or 20.
Yep.
Makes sense.
And if you tell somebody the meeting's an hour, you're going to fill it.
Yeah, you absolutely. How many of us have been in that situation where the conversation's really done in 40 minutes?
Yep.
But you sit around and tinker.
Yep.
Yeah,
and be willing to say, wow, we got through that pretty fast. You all get the gift of the time that's left over and let people go.
There you go. Go on Facebook.
Yep. No. Go get all your work done so you can leave at 5. So
there you go. Yeah.
No need to respond is something that we should put in emails and put it in the subject line. Tell more stories in your email subject line to simplify. Quite frequently, I get copied on emails that it's nice to know, but I don't have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Time waster for me and the person.
Wow.
And always, this is my favorite one. Don't start doing something new until you eliminate something you're doing now.
All kinds of ideas to free up more time.
Right.
So that you can really focus on those
your goals.
Three goals
yes.
that you've picked from your list of eight.
Yep.
Cool stuff, as always.
Well, thank you.
So what's the first step? I mean, we've got several days now. The craziness of the holidays and Christmas and Hanukkah start here. Momentarily, when should we start to just shut the door and start thinking about this stuff?
Actually, you should be thinking about it all year.
All year long.
Don't. it's nice that you think about it at Christmas time and into the new year and Hanukkah time and all of that. But really, if you haven't finished a goal by mid-year or at least started to address it, it's not the right goal. Uh-huh. So find the right goal and take credit for it. We're so lousy about taking credit for what we do because even though you didn't do your New Year's resolutions, you did do something.
You did something.
And you didn't take any credit for
it. I'll be darned. Brooke Benscooter, ladies and gentlemen, in with a regular look at how to improve your life, this time about goal setting. Pick three. No, pick all of them. Or at least include some that you might not have included otherwise. It's great to plan for your business, but also there's some other things, maybe some social responsibility and some responsibility to family. Good stuff.
Right.
I like it. All right, Brooke Benscooter, we've got to scoot because Jerry has started the music, and that means we got to get on out of here. Thanks again, Brooke, for doing this. Appreciate it. In the first half hour, we had John Bartlett in. John was here talking about his business, the iWork and Play Store. And we got to scoot. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05 with the business news. On the controls tonight is Jerry Lee. The program director for the radio stations is our good friend, Patrick Wood. Our good friend, Patrick, what's his name? The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us and being with us today. We'll be back once again tomorrow, God willing anyway, at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.